From the Director of Department of Transportation and the Interim Airport Director requesting authorization to revise the minimum standards for commercial aeronautical activities on Milwaukee County airports in order to remove insurance amount.
Mr. Blue.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, FAA regulations recommend that airports develop and maintain a listing of minimum standards in order to promote safety. The minimum standards are essentially just that. If you want to do operate an aeronautical company at Mitchell Airport or Chemung Airport, this is the bar that you would have to meet. Milwaukee County adopted its first schedule minimum standards in 1966. It has been adopted several times, most recently in April of 2013. As of late, we've run into a bit of a problem in that the standards that are incorporated therein have changed recently, and the approach we'd like to take is recognize those standards in the actual permits that we have rather than in the standards themselves, so that we are not behind the times or constantly needing to come before this body to say we want to now adjust the automobile liability insurance up $50,000 annually or so forth, which is what we've run into. And we've heard from our permittees that it's been confusing. So essentially, in a nutshell, that's essentially what we are requesting to do, that the minimum standards would now say will be reflected on your actual permit so that we do not have a discrepancy between the two.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll move approval of item 5.
Do we have any comments or questions on item number 5? Supervisor Jersey.
Would you say these are comparable to most minimum standards in airports across the country? Do you know where we stand in that regard?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, the biggest change we are adjusting to is the insurance standards, and with the Chair's permission, I believe the Director of Risk is actually here and could speak to the Supervisor's question.
Chairman, Supervisors, hello. I'm Amy Pahacek. I'm the new Director of Risk Management. The minimum standards are actually quite below what we would require for most of our contractual agreements out at the airport. I believe the minimum standards currently reflect $100,000, $300,000 in general liability. And basically, across the country, the minimum we would require would be $1 million. However, in removing the codification of these minimums from this separate piece and putting the actual requirements in the permit or the contract under consideration allows us that discretion to kind of review what the particular exposures are with the agreement that we're reviewing, and then adjusting those insurance standards to be a little bit more in line with the type of coverages and the coverage amounts we would need to not incur any type of vicarious liability from a contractor.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, we're actually adopting standards that are below the industry standard.
No. The current minimum standards would be what I would consider to be a little bit low, and what we're using, we are currently actually requiring higher amounts than are in the minimum standards, which is where the confusion comes in. So the minimum standards are reflecting the 103 on the general liability, and then when they actually go to propose it, we're requiring at least $1 million on that. And so there's a little bit of that confusion, and we just want to be a little more transparent with each particular agreement what the requirements are going to be.
Well, my question is, why are we adopting such low standards if we're in fact going to require more? Why don't you raise that bar?
Well, we're not adopting. The adoption is the fact that we're removing a template and then therefore allowing the individual discretion for each contract.
Okay. If I may, the confusion lies in the fact that we have minimum standards that we send out to prospective commercial operators at the airport. When they see that, they're confused when they get their actual permit, which requires the current levels, which are much higher. So what we'd like to do is remove the minimum amounts from the minimum standards themselves and give them the permit so they're not confused about what we expect when they come on the airport.
And our standards are to industry standard, and they are at the old level.
Yes, the current insurance requirements that appear in our permits are, as Amy says, the industry standard.
So we're removing
the old
standards.
Yeah, the old lower standards that are in the minimum standards.
I guess I understand that it's confusing the way it was being presented.
That's exactly the point. All right. We send out two documents, and the minimum standards have the minimum standard, but the permit has the actual insurance requirements that we're forcing commercial operators to adhere to.
And no one actually ever gets the minimum standard, correct?
No. No one actually pays or provides that amount of insurance.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions? Not really. Okay. Madam Clerk, call the roll. Item 5.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Burkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend this item for adoption prevails.
Item number 6, please.